Happy now to be back with Hamilton Wenham High School Athletic Director Craig Genualdo. And Craig, welcome back. Summer is over for athletes, I guess.
Yeah, it's been over. It's been inching toward the start of the season here for about a week or two, and we're finally, you know, we're on the precipice of coming back. We had our fall sports meeting last night with all the coaches and parents, and that went great. So, yeah, we're back and ready to go.
All right, I want to get to that in a minute, but first I have to go back to spring, and girls tennis coach Joe Marr, we were getting reports from him after every match. And throughout the season, it got more and more incredible. And it was a time there, a stretch, when I don't think those girls even lost a game, never mind a set. Craig, if you would, reflect back on that incredible state championship team.
Yeah, so, that's kind of, you're exactly right. That's kind of what happened. They knew they had a good team heading into the season. They were going to be... Sorry, can you hear me real quick?
Yep, we're okay, yep.
All right, good. So they knew they were going to be good. And, you know, and then the season started, and you're never really sure. And, you know, they just started beating teams. And then, you know, they had a couple close matches in the middle. There was a couple times, you know, we're still at the tail end of the COVID stuff. There was a couple times they were missing some kids, and they had to play some subs. And you know, when you have an undefeated season like that, people just assume it's just the cakewalk wire to wire, but you know, they were making it look easy, but they were doing it with all kinds of kids. It wasn't just, you know, the 6-7 players every match. It was some new kids were stepping up at some critical times, and then by the time the tournament started, they just had their mojo going, and they didn't lose a game in the tournament for a while. I think the first three rounds, I think, were all 5-0 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know, it's a special team, and the tendency is to think, oh, well, you know, they made it look easy, but there was nothing easy about it, I can assure you. And then even the state championship match at MIT was fantastic. So the cool thing that happened there was the matches were going on, and, you know, it's not like there's a scoreboard on every match. So you're kind of like at the mercy of the wind blowing over the numbers and trying to keep track. I don't know how tennis coaches do it, but, you know, there was one match that we were clearly winning, and one that we were losing, and then the other three all kind of looked close. You know, it's kind of hard to tell just by watching. And so you're sitting there after 5 minutes going, oh, what's happening here? I don't know what's going on. And all of a sudden, you know, we won and lost the match, like, pretty early. So it was 1-1. The other three are going on. Then, you know, it sort of looked like we were going to get up 2-1, and that happened. So then it was 1-1, and then one of the matches it looked like we were kind of not doing great in, and you're kind of watching and sitting there, and all of a sudden, within like 30 seconds of each other, we won two of the other matches. So it was 3-1 with one left, and I looked at Joe, and Joe looked at his wife, and his wife looked around, and we're like, did we just win? You know, and it all happened very, very quickly, and it was a fun thing, and we got the parade back to town, and it was a special, special moment. I think there were 7 girls on that team, maybe 8, that were also on the soccer program.
Mm-hmm.
So that was
cool
for them. And
double state champs, yeah.
Craig,
I want to ask you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Well,
no, I was just going to say, to see the town show up when we came back to town, that
mm-hmm.
was pretty cool.
I want to ask you about Coach Marr, because every time we talk with him, he incessantly bragged about the kids, about the leaders, a very, very young team at the top, and a very deep team. But what are the challenges that he faced? You see him as an athletic director. You mentioned some of them in terms of COVID and so on. But coaching a team like that that's so deep, getting the kids playing time and stuff like that, you have to know how to balance everything, I would expect.
Well, and so he's an incredibly veteran guy that not only knows tennis, he's been an educator for, I don't want to say how many years, so probably get mad at me. But he's been an educator as long as he's been a coach. And, you know, we're to the point where we can say it dates back to last century, right?
yeah, there we are.
And it's kind of, and so, you know, and the tennis teams at our school face more challenges than anybody around. We don't have courts.
Oh, okay.
There's no courts on our campus. And we get a few courts at Patton Park that we can play on. You know, they don't really have, like, the depth along the baselines that you really have in a game, but we can play there. The tea house in town, there's a couple courts there that we can practice on. But we have upwards of 60 or 70 kids playing tennis between both programs.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Ian McCracken is the boys coach. He played for Joe on a state championship team. I think it was 2009. He was a captain and just an all-around awesome coach in his own right. You know, both those teams went to the Final Four, and the girls went to the final. So all year they're scrambling trying to get 60 kids quality time and a meaningful experience with almost no courts.
Right.
You know, and we're running around renting courts and trying to see what we can do to get. So from that standpoint, that's the biggest challenge that really nobody knows about, that Joe and Ian both make it look easy. You know, and meanwhile, we're scrambling the scenes trying to find courts on a day-to-day basis for kids to play on. So that's the one thing. The other thing is Coach Meyer does a very good job, as does Ian and you know, just about all our coaches, where, you know, we're not out to win state championships. That's not our goal. That's not something we aspire to. If we do, great. We're not going to hide from that success. We're certainly going to compete to our highest level of capability, but we're really out to create an experience. And we're out to create a meaningful, and you can have a meaningful experience when you're 4-16. You can have, and sometimes you don't have a meaningful experience when you're 17-3.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think what Joe's great at is he can coach all levels of talent, whether you're a beginner, whether you're in the middle, or whether you're elite, and he can make them feel like they're part of one small community within a school community. And I think that's what he does best, is that he coaches to the talent. He makes kids feel special no matter who they are. And, oh, by the way, he's able to win when there's good talent around raise that talent up. So that's kind of like the behind-the-scenes stuff people may not see, but what really makes a great coach, in my view, is to create that experience regardless of your talent level.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm sure that you know, any parent, that's what you would want, at least most parents who are sane. Coach, Craig, final comment. Sorry about that.
That's a good one. I have two kids that have gone through youth sports, and one of them's and the younger one's on the precipice of high school. And in a lot of these cases, I've sat in the, you know, I've usually coached, but like, you know, with the youth stuff, but I've sat in the stands and I listen to, you know, folks, and I listen to, you know, kind of, and they're all going to be high school parents.
Yep.
And, you know, not to get on a sidetrack, but parents are supposed to be single-minded about their kids. That's what I've learned as a parent. We're not wired to not be protective of our children, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you a good example. So I never played hockey in my life, but both my sons played some hockey, and one of them still does. When they're in the rink, I can't stand up, I can't stand up on the ice, so I don't coach. I'm in the stands, and my eyes do not leave my kid.
Of course, yep.
Whether he's on the bench,
yep.
Whether the coach is talking to him, in the back of your head, you're like, oh, I wonder what he's talking about. Or, you know, you see him, if he's in the penalty box, you're not watching the big picture like a coach. You have no ability to be rational about your child. And so I've learned that, and so as funny as it is, you know, what you say, and because it's true, I also understand it. And I don't, you know, as a young AD 20 years ago, I used to kind of not grasp that concept, but I think that's something that as you get a little gray hair and go more and more bald, you start to realize is that people are coming from a place where they just love their kids, and it's not their fault that they're overprotective.
I've never had a problem with that, Craig. My problem, and I appreciate your explaining that so well as an athletic director too at a high school. My problem is when parents sit in the stands and they disrespect other kids, and I just can't stand that.
Oh, that's terrible. No, yeah. No, you're absolutely or game officials. I mean, like,
right, right.
Officials just leaving in droves. And I challenged our parents last night at our preseason sports meeting. I challenged them. I said, we have to be better. As kids, as adults, we have to be better. I said, you're not alone. I'm not singling anybody out. But last year was, across our league and across our state, was quite simply disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and locally, in the Cape Ann League, which has great schools and great communities, there's always the outliers that just are off the rails.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really, you know, we have to, as ADs, as parents, as a community, as a school, as teams, we have to do better creating a better environment like that. Whether it's yelling at other kids or yelling at officials, it's simply not acceptable.
Amen.
I agree with you on that.
One other comment on tennis, Craig. I got to get this from you. Two state champions this spring from the Cape Ann League who faced off against each other. I mean, how competitive is it in women's tennis in that league?
I love the Cape Ann League. You know, there's leagues that are bigger than us that people would consider, you know, Division I, and kids get, and that's great. our league is so competitive, particularly in certain sports, and girls tennis is one of them. The level of play is so even among so many teams, and if there's 11 teams in a league, regardless of the sport, quite oftentimes 9 of those teams will be within, you know, very close proximity to one another when they're playing. Mm-hmm. And girls tennis was certainly an example. I mean, I think, you know, we had 2 state champions, but I think we might have had 4 teams in the final 4.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. And so that also goes to show you that, you know, for a lot of years, you know, this new state tournament format is, in our opinion, going well, because we always knew we were really good. But we would play Weston, whether it's girls or boys tennis, you know, in like the North sectional semis, and they had a wagon every year, and they would beat us. But we would know we were one of the best 3 teams in the state.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but you get knocked out in the second or third round. Now that it's a statewide and in the rankings, you know, we had teams not do well, we had teams do well. Like, you notice that whoever's seeded the highest tends to get to the final 4 in the state finals and stuff. So we have a very, like, if you look across our league in multiple sports, including tennis, we had an excellent, excellent competitive balance.
Talking with Hamilton Wenham Athletic Director Craig Genualdo, and we're going to switch now to fall overview. And obviously we can't get too specific, Craig. What's going on this week?
So this week we had our community athletic meeting last night with parents and coaches and players, and we did all that. That was great. Football is ramping up. Football and golf start Friday, and the rest, the girls' soccer, boys' soccer, field hockey, volleyball, cheer, cross-country, boys and girls cross-country are all starting next week. So everybody's ramping up. We're getting physicals in. We're checking off eligibility things. We're getting all the ducks in a row. So as I say to the coaches, we want to get all the nonsense out of the way early, and then so that when day one comes, people can do what they love and be focused on it.
Got to mention the legend leaving and getting a new football coach.
Yeah, so Coach Pugh has grown to be an incredible friend. What an amazing, amazing addition he was. He worked in the school as well as on the football field, and there's nothing, you know, Tim Freimuth replaced him, and like he said in his interview, you can't replace Coach Pugh. You can't replace the football. You can't replace the man. You can't replace anything that he did, because he's just done it so well for so long and with that right approach we were talking about earlier. So Tim coming in is aware of that and is aware of the shoes he's got to fill, but in his own right is ready to do that. He's looking to be the best version of himself, and that's what we love about him. He's got kids fired up. He's got kids ready, and you know, I think they're passing out pads maybe tomorrow to get ready for Friday. So we're pretty excited about what's in store for our football team and our volleyball program. Coach Mark Turiana replaced Coach Jen Flynn, who was here for a decade, mm-hmm. over a decade, and she was great. Had a number of, you know, had a team win a league and some state tournament runs and community service and all that they did. So we got a couple, you know, new coaches coming in that we're very excited about, mixed in with the veterans that we've had for a while, and we're looking forward to a good fall.
Finally, I want to ask you, as an athletic director, do you have a topical meeting with your coaches before each season? And I only ask that because things have been so different the last few years, and it seems almost like we're getting into a normal season this year. So is there a general message you give out to the coaches? Do you meet with them? How does that work?
Sure. So I mentioned last night we had our community meeting. Prior, we know all the coaches are going to be here anyway, so we met with all the head coaches and as many assistant coaches that could make it. And, you know, there's always some new details and logistics you have to get over. But, you know, the message the last couple of years has really been different, right? It's been about, look, let's understand that kids may be coming in and out of practice. They may not be here every day. You know, they have their own concerns and anxieties. And, you know, we're kind of here, you know, in a different – I mean, we're always here to create the experience, but the experience is different now, right? So now we're trying to get back toward that kind of model where, like, look, the expectation is that you're at practice every day, no matter what,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, does that always happen? No. Is there things we have to work with? Yeah, we don't want to be punitive about that stuff. But you know, we have only the senior class has really experienced athletics the way that we knew it, and they only experienced it for 2 out of 3 seasons. Right, the last mm-hmm. 2 years has been so different. So we're kind of like want to get back to some of those good themes of, look, like, we're not telling you to show up to be punitive with it. We're trying to teach you to be accountable to your teammates and be there for your teammates. And so, you know, there's days you'll feel like going to practice, or I got this thing I got to do, or that thing. You really got to give of yourself and of your time for the benefit of your teammate. It's not for us as coaches. We're old. We already played. So that's kind of like, aside from the logistical things that are new, that's kind of the message that we're trying to get forth this year, just as a general kind of theme.
That's fantastic. Anything else you want to mention about the school, the sports program, the student athletes, or the fall season?
No, I mean, I think we mentioned Mark and Tim, and we're super excited to have them replace some excellent coaches, but we're very excited to see them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Nancy, Steve, Matt, Lee, Coach Corley, you know, we love these guys to death. We're excited that we have a mix of new coaches with veteran coaches, and we're ready to go and get after it.